KCB today, digging in the dirt, planting flowers, herbs, shrubs, seeds, and so much more. Mindy of the WJTL Morning Show and Ken's Gardens and Ease the Burden joins us to talk gardening. Good morning to you, Mindy.
Well, good morning, Lisa. How are you this fine Saturday morning?
I am doing just great. Saturdays, we can find you not in the JTL studio, but at Ken's Gardens Intercourse.
You sure can. It's our family business. And if you stop by the Intercourse store, you will find me back in with the veggies and the herbs, because that's the plants that I fill in and take care of on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah. Talk a little bit about that. If you work at a garden center, what are some things that you do?
Oh, my. Well, we have to wear lots of hats there, from starting the seeds or the little cuttings or the little plugs that come in, to taking care of it and watering it and making sure it gets enough sun or enough shade, and that we just care for it till it grows, that we're able to take it up to our store and sell to the customers.
So you have to have a green thumb.
You do. I do not. I was not born with one, but I married into a family of green thumbs. Anything that would be green, your thumb helps to grow it, because you got to use those thumbs to dig in the dirt, Lisa.
Now, this is getting towards the end of May.
Yes.
So what are people buying now? What's popular?
So what's cool about this May is we've had our first real spring-like weather, until obviously this week it got a little warm. But we've had what I would call a real spring, where the nights were cool, didn't get too hot during the day. So what's neat is things like lettuce that we would normally be done growing right now, you can still put in the ground, because we still have nice little lettuce plants that aren't overgrown and don't mind this weather right now, that you can stick in the ground. We're also selling lots and lots of herbs right now, that you could, like basil. Well, what do you do with basil? Well, if you like pizza and want to have a pizza party, you can top that with your fresh basil that you grow in the garden, or the oregano that you grow in your garden.
I love to make pesto, so I buy lots of basil.
And you could even like grow a tomato to make into the sauce. So right there's three ingredients that go in pizza that you can find at your local garden center.
I love it. And I have to tell you, I was at Ken's Gardens and Intercourse with my mom last week. It was a fun mom-daughter trip.
It's a good field trip.
It really was. And I actually bought some lettuce. Now, I will admit, I used to plant lettuce, and then I stopped because Mr. Groff has beautiful lettuces at Lancaster Central Market.
Yes, he sure does.
And it seemed like all my lettuce came in at the same time, and then it would bolt, and it would get kind of bitter. Now, some lettuce, like arugula, I like it when it's a little bitter, but
some of the
other lettuce, I don't. But I saw you guys actually have some lettuces now that can take the heat,
I'm excited. So you think, you know, most times you go to the grocery store and there's a red lettuce or a green lettuce. But what's really neat about lettuce is we have a whole aisle of lettuce. You can find lettuce that comes into like a little round head that you peel away, or we call what's leaf lettuce, which means it just grows in little leaves. And as each leaf is the size that you would like it, it can be small or big. You can just pluck it right off and another leaf will grow in its place.
I feel like when I was growing up and eating in the 70s, there was only one kind of lettuce.
Yes, it was that iceberg green store-bought plastic wrapped head lettuce. And that's still a big seller too. We also have all kinds of peppers. We have sweet ones and hot ones. What I love about the hot ones is they're all different. It's called a Scoville level.
Ooh.
So you can have like a zero in heat up to the millions. And at Ken's, if you walk down the aisles, we have them in order of least hot to like burn your face off hot. Like the kind that if you just touch the plant, you're like, oh, this is spicy. So there's a little bit of every pepper for every taste and flavor. And we have red ones, green ones, yellow ones, purple ones. We even have a chocolate pepper. I know I gave Mr. Fred one of those chocolate peppers. So I'm anxious to see how him and the missus like it. So
nice. Well, you know, I planted a jalapeno pepper that I bought at Ken's a couple weeks ago, and either a bird or a squirrel took it away.
Oh, they do like
so
to nibble
sad.
In our gardens as well. The rabbits, the bunnies, the deer, the birds. They like to eat from our gardens as well.
So if any kids are listening who don't have a garden.
Yes.
Now, I know some kids say they are growing up on a farm and they're like, gardening, this is easy. But, you know, or maybe we live in the city and we want to, you know, we don't have as much maybe space, as much green space. I know you have a store downtown Lancaster that really focuses on that, the urban gardening. But for kids, what are some easy projects to start with?
So when it comes to food, there's also things called space savers. So there are certain lettuces and certain vegetables and herbs that you can grow in a little pot. You can go to a little store. Maybe your mom or dad or grandma has a little pot. And there's things that you can just grow right in a little container. And you can put it on your windowsill or maybe out if you have a little deck out back or your front stoop. You can grow right there. Right at your home in a little pot and eat your food right out of the pot. And there's tons of beautiful flowers that just fit in little pots as well. So,
and I know tomatoes do so well on patios in a pot.
And also you could even grow, if you're like me, I really don't have a green thumb. You could grow like a succulent in your home.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't take a lot of care. You still have to love it.
Yes.
But it doesn't take a lot of water, even just twice a week. Or there's even some things called a terrarium that you can water it by just sticking an ice cube down in it once a week. Super simple and easy and fun.
That is my kind of plant.
Easy.